Giants training camp live is live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A live look as the Giants practice is underway as they get ready for preseason game number two against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Settle in. Giants training camp live is next. Quest Diagnostics Training Center is the home of Giants Training Camp Live as practice is underway. Live practice going on here as the Giants get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll sit down and talk with Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. You don't want to miss that. We'll look at the Giants wide receiver position for this year, and we'll zero in on the Giants tight ends. Joining me, a Super Bowl champion in his own right, former Giants center Sean O'Hara. And Sean, this is a very important practice for the Giants with another preseason game set at MetLife Stadium on Saturday night.
Yeah, sometimes, Bob, you need to play in a preseason game and almost play poorly in order to kind of jumpstart your team. So for the Giants, it's the third day in full pads, their last real big work day before they get their second audition against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know they want to go out, put that Cincinnati game behind them and get a good taste in their mouth.
Let's take a look at the Giants injury list as it stands for today. Those not participating in practice, Victor Cruz has a calf injury, Ruben Randall out with a knee injury, Prince Amukamara has the groin, Cooper Taylor a toe injury, George Selvey and Landon Collins out with knee injuries, and Odell Beckham Jr. also is not practicing today. So the Giants do not have their full complement of wide receivers as practice is underway here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Well, there's been so much talk about Giants quarterback Eli Manning and a potential new contract. Earlier in the week, that news broke. Eli Manning addressed the media about it today.
Reports are all wrong, and I don't know where they're getting their information from, so, I just kind of laugh at it.
Eli taking it all in stride. Sean, you had a tweet earlier in the day regarding that entire subject matter.
Yeah, Bob, I've known this guy quite a long time, and the words have never come out of his mouth that I want to be the highest paid quarterback or player. As a matter of fact, when Eli signed his extension years ago for almost $100 million, he was uncomfortable talking about it, even with us. So it's not something that he thinks about. It's certainly not something that he's talking about.
Yeah, certainly not. He's focused on football and trying to get this team and this offense better, and that starts all up front. You've got to be able to protect the quarterback. You've got to be able to run the football. Giants veteran offensive line coach Pat Flaherty says the answer is simple.
We have a saying in an offensive line room, and I'll share it with you. We talk with our pads, and I know they're sharing that with you. I heard that before, and that's fine. But, it's not going to get done just verbally talking about. You have to do it with pads. But one thing I've seen each and every day by these guys is they are coming off the ball better with their pads. We always have to work on our leverage on their pads, right? And if we continue to progress like that, all right, we're going to be a good offensive line. We're talented enough. Okay, I know sometimes we question that, but, we're talented enough. Whether or not we do it, I'm part of that equation also as a coach.
Pat Flaherty has had a good track record getting this offensive line ready to go. You played for him, Sean. The question is, are they tough enough down in and down out?
Yeah, I think this group is tough enough, but it's one of those things, Bob, where you have to prove it day in and day out. As offensive linemen, nobody gets to see those big touchdown catches. You don't get to make a big splash play to overcome maybe a deficiency that you had. So I think for Pat Flaherty, I know those guys love playing for him. I know I did. I know that the toughness starts at the top, and Pat Flaherty, he's as tough as it gets, and I know he is all about creating a culture and a mindset within that unit.
You can talk about it. You can go out and practice it. It can be a constant source of conversation. You want to see it in the individual drills. But the real test comes in games, doesn't it? And we saw the Giants not able to convert on some third and shorts last week. They're going to get a good test against Jacksonville Saturday night.
Yeah, they are. It's a Gus Bradley defense. They're going to get some movement. They've got some really able-bodied defensive players they're going to be going against. Now, you mentioned the execution, Bob, and that is paramount because in practice, you play in one kind of speed, and games are ratcheted up even faster. So you have to be able to carry over the things you're learning in practice and the things you're practicing into the games. That's when it counts. You don't get a second chance in a game.
You know, the other thing that you have to do to play in the National Football League, whether it's on the offensive line or anywhere else, is you've got to deal with bumps and bruises and nicks throughout the course of the year. Giants offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz, who's coming back from a serious injury from last year, says that shouldn't be a problem.
I said this before, I don't think you ever feel 100% throughout the season. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. You start the first day out here and you feel great, and then eventually it just kind of goes downhill, and the best players are ones able to overcome that. I mean, it's not going to, I'll never be 100%, but that's fine with me. I can play through that. It's not a big deal.
Jeff Schwartz was signed last year, big ticket item, had a lot of injuries. How important is it him to play well and play consistently?
Well, it's very crucial for this offensive line unit for Jeff to be out there, and it's been good to see him out there 3 days now this week, because it's all those reps. It's not just for Jeff to get his feet underneath him, but now he's playing it again alongside Marshall Newhouse, who he's not familiar with. Now he's playing alongside Weston Richburg, who's a second-year player trying to get some reps under his belt. So all of that footwork, all of that, hey, how are we going to block this play? Those are things that they need to know and not have to think about when they go into the game. It's very paramount for Jeff. Like I said, he's a big body, and when he gets on people, he can move them. They brought him in here for one reason, and that's to run the football behind him.
All right. Well, one of the things that you have to focus in on is the right tackle position and the uncertainty there. Marshall Newhouse running with the starters. Give me a little assessment of what you've seen from Newhouse so far.
Well, Marshall Newhouse, you know, he's got some athletic feet. I like the way in pass pro he's moving his feet. You know, the one thing that he needs to work on is just not getting beat inside. He does a good job with his punch. I think a lot of that just comes with, hey, it's the first week of training camp. The more reps he gets, the more live action he gets, the better he'll be. But again, he's been playing next to a different guard almost every day in practice aside from this week. So Marshall Newhouse, he has a chance to lock down that right tackle position. I know he's excited about it.
When do they have to figure out what their combination is going to be for Dallas in September? They've got three preseason games left. When does an offensive line in today's football, not back in the day when it used to be, if the guys stay together for 3 or 4 years, we'll be good. Now it's got to happen. But when do they really need to have it set by?
Well, I think you'd like to have it set before this third preseason game, because that's when your starters are going to play up until the third quarter, and they're going to come out from halftime and start the game. I think, you know, after that, the fourth preseason game, your starters may only play 2-3 series, maybe the first quarter, depending on how they do. So you'd like to have that set in stone. You don't want to go into week one not knowing, hey, who's my starting O-line? I know Eli certainly doesn't want to have that as a question mark.
Well, still to come on the program, we're going to focus in on the Giants wide receivers and the tight end position. But when we come back on the program, I had a chance to sit down earlier today with the head coach of the New York Giants, going into his 12th year, two-time Super Bowl champion. Tom Coughlin will join us on Giants Training Camp Live. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. The Giants holding an evening practice on this Wednesday. We're joined by Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. And coach, you get one preseason game under your belt. You have Jacksonville coming up this weekend. What areas of improvement are you looking for out of this team?
Bob, it's endless. I mean, every area. I mean, I'm looking for the jump from game one to game two to be considerable in all areas. Obviously, we ran a kickoff back and we covered kicks well. Okay, but we'd like to get our punt return game going. We'd like to obviously generate some offense, have some running game, throw the ball well. You know, the details of the pass game I would like to see greater. I'd like to stop the run. They're going to come in here and try to run the football, and it's good because we need that. You know, I'd like to see our interior people and our linebackers, you know, stop the run. And so that'll be a huge objective for us again.
One of your areas of emphasis is always being able to run the football effectively, and you got some of your offensive linemen back working this week in preparation for the game. How important is it to get the combination set so that you can get the communication with those guys?
Well, you know, it is important, no doubt, but we've got to find the right combination, and we've got to keep working to develop enough people that we think not only are they flexible and versatile, but they can get the job done for us. So that's an ongoing thing. But even though it's an ongoing thing, it's every day, every day, every day. That's what offensive linemen do. And to be able to work all these combinations out and work together well and study and learn from each other, that's really important. But it's got to be going forward. We've got to keep this run thing going forward. That's been always been the best opportunity that we've had is when we have balance. And when you take that balance away, it's not as effective.
When you talk about stopping the run, another area that you always emphasize with this football team, you can practice it, practice it, practice it, but the games give you the real test, doesn't it?
They do. They do, and of course, we got the ball run on us last weekend, and we need to step up in that regard this weekend against a team which has openly stated that they're trying to run the ball better. So I do have a great sense that they will come in and try to run it against us, which really gives us the opportunity to see where we are.
All right, you brought in Brandon Merriweather this week. He's a veteran player. He's got a lot of experience, two Pro Bowls. How quickly is he picking up the Giant way and what you're trying to preach defensively and as a team as a whole?
Yeah, I think he's picking up that fast. We sat and talked on the off day, and I tried to make him understand exactly what was expected here and how we practice and how we work and what we do, what we don't do, what we frown upon, what we encourage, all of those things. It's an awful lot of stuff for him to grasp in one short amount of time, obviously. But I think he'll pick the defense up. Once he learns the language, he'll pick the defense up very well.
Competition and opportunity is something you always talk about, and that exists in your secondary right now, especially with the corners. How anxious are you to see what kind of improvements they've made based on the opportunities they get?
Well, I think there's, you know, the ball is going to go in the air. If you look at their statistics last week, Jacksonville's, both quarterbacks threw the ball for percentages and did a good job of that. So I'm looking forward to that against some good receivers, how our matchups are going to go, how we cover, you know, how these young safeties come along. Can we get off the hash? Can we do some things? Certainly it's not good that Collins is not going to be able to go again, but, you know, he's going to have to catch up on an awful lot of things in a short amount of time.
Do you feel the anxiety? I mean, we're getting preseason game number two. Dallas game is not that far off. Do you feel that sense of urgency?
I sure do. I tell them every, you know, we're now into what, you know, when you talk about 2.5 weeks, that's what preseason's left is 2.5 weeks. That's not a lot of time. So you've got to get ready awfully fast for obviously a very, very good Dallas team.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. When we come back on the program, we'll zero in on the Giants wide receivers as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on.
talented young Giants fan with a gorgeous painting of Steve Weatherford, part of Swole Patrol, as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live. We're getting you set for the Giants and Jacksonville Jaguars. Giants going through their preparation. Live practice tonight here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Well, it's time to zero in on the Giants wide receivers, which could be a huge area of strength for the New York Giants. And wide receivers coach Sean Ryan takes a look at the unit.
You know, I think the first thing is just consistency and being reliable every day in terms of all aspects of receiver play, whether it's releases off the line, routes, and certainly a better knowledge of our offense going into year two of the same system. Odell Beckham Jr., a great competitor, obviously a super talented guy, a big play type of guy. As the stage gets bigger, his performance improves. You know, he's one of those that you can count on to show up on big games. I think, you know, things to work on for him, certainly his route running. You know, he's 12 games into his NFL career, so he can always get better with his route running, his finishes, his angles of finish. And I think his releases at the line is something that he's really been working on, and we're looking forward to improving there too. Victor Cruz, you know, we're excited to get him back healthy. He's making progress and, you know, done a great job working on his rehab and getting back to where he needs to be. But looking for him to come back and return to his form and being a dynamic playmaker for us. Reuben Randle, you know, he's a guy, he's a smooth route runner. He's got excellent hands. He's one of the most intelligent football players I've been around. The game makes sense to him, and it really helps him in terms of his play. Dwayne Harris, you know, Dwayne is a physical football player, you know, a great blocker, and I think he is that. He gets overlooked at times at the ability to run routes and catches the ball well, can play inside and outside, and certainly help us in the passing game as well as the run game. Preston Parker, you know, he's an emotional leader for the team. He's a tough guy. He likes to block in the run game. Quick route runner in the slot. I expect him to continue to improve and continue to contribute to us. Jeremy Davis, he's a really intelligent football player. I think he's an A-type catcher. He's a big body. I think he can really handle some smaller corners with his leverage, you know, using his body and his strength. I think he's gonna be good. Julian Talley is a real physical player. I think he'll get after people in the run game, but also in terms of his route running, really doesn't win at the top of his breaks. I think he can do that both in speed cuts and more of the burst and turn type of routes. He's got very good ball skills as well. Corey Washington, he's come a long way in terms of his football knowledge, his knowledge of our offense, and I think it really showed up this spring. He played very well for us and caught the ball well in the spring. You know, serious guy. He's a pro. He understands it. I was able to point out just yesterday a route that he ran versus a certain technique in man coverage and how he got to a blind spot and kind of worked the corner. You know, there's little nuances that he does because he's run so many routes and has that kind of experience, and it's just another teaching tool to have in the room, so it's been great so far. When they come watch the receivers, I hope people say they play with everything they got. They give the team and the fans every ounce of energy and all their heart into everything that they do. And if they do that, we're talented enough that the rest of it will fall into place. But I'd really like people to understand that these guys are working as hard as they can for the fans and certainly for their teammates and coaches. That's what I want for those guys.
1, 2, 3.
It's a crowded group of the wide receivers with Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, and Reuben Randle, James Jones. Then you got a battle with Preston Parker, Corey Washington, Jerron Cryer, Derek Johnson, Julian Talley, Jeremy Davis, Dwayne Harris, obviously what he gives you on special teams. But let's start with James Jones, veteran receiver, had a really good year last year with the Oakland Raiders, and that's a great guy to have as your fourth receiver.
Yeah, a couple of years removed from having a 14-touchdown season with Aaron Rodgers. And James Jones is one of those guys that we just heard Sean Ryan talk about. He can get open in a phone booth, and he understands the throwing windows. Two quarterbacks like two types of receivers. Receivers that can get open on their own and receivers that are where you want them to be when you want them to be there. I think James Jones represents both of those qualities.
So now the interesting question with Dwayne Harris, you know he's going to give you what he gives you on special teams. You've got Parker, who was on the team last year, who can return punts.
Good slot.
Jeremy Davis, who you drafted, who's also good on special teams. And then Corey Washington, who had a great preseason last year. Somebody's going to get cut that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be unfortunate that they have to pare this roster down. I think they really like Corey Washington's size, but I really love Jeremy Davis's hands. I tell you what, he's got big hands. When he catches the football, it disappears behind those gloves, those big mitts.
It's going to be an interesting battle for that last wide receiver spot with the Giants. We'll take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, we'll focus in on the Giants' tight ends. Larry Donnell had a big year last year with 6 touchdowns as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Ryan Nassib in a quarterback is the Giants' second-team offense now in, but some good action from the first-team offense for the New York Giants as practice is going on live here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And, Sean, as we watch what they're doing here, they're going in a hurry-up mode and guys, you know, getting a lot of good reps. Orleans Darkwa with the carry right there, but a good up-tempo pace to the part of practice.
Yeah, I think it serves two purposes. Number one, you kind of work that, it's not a hurry-up offense, but it's a no-huddle offense, so you create the up-tempo appeal. For an offense, it's great work, but it's also great work for a defense. They're going to be playing Chip Kelly twice a year. Chip Kelly loves to speed up the offense and loves to keep your defense running reps, so it's great work for the defense as well.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Giants' tight ends and sort of what's asked of the tight ends in Ben McAdoo's offense as opposed to what you're accustomed to.
Yeah, tight ends, especially in this offense, they're like mutts. You know, they have to know the run game as well as offensive linemen and know the pass game as well as wide receivers. But it's not just stationary blocking that the tight ends are responsible for. You're going to see here, the tight end right here, Fells, goes in motion. So now you have to learn to block on the move. Now he goes, he's not in the 3-point, he's at a 2-point. Does a great job right there of setting the edge. It's not a great run because the right side line didn't take care of their job. But here again, it's another tight end. He starts out on the line of scrimmage, Bob. Now you back up. It's almost like an H-back position. Now here he is in motion again. And now you're on the move. And now he's like a fullback leading up on a draw play right here. He's got to find his linebacker and block in space. So it's a different responsibility from a traditional tight end that would just line up on the line of scrimmage and block a defensive end or a linebacker right in front of him. Here's Larry Donnell now starting on one side, coming all the way to the other side, and now finding a linebacker.
So that's the combinations that the Giants have as far as the tight ends are concerned. And they ask them to do a lot in this offense. And, you know, when you take a look at it, Eli last year had success throwing to the tight ends in the red zone.
Yeah, as a quarterback, to have a big, tall tight end, you could just throw the football up there. They talk about it's our ball or nobody's ball. Let the tight end high point it. Larry Donnell caught three of them in one game. And I think when you have explosive receivers on the outside like Odell Beckham, like Victor Cruz, Larry Donnell is going to be against a safety or against a linebacker, somebody that may not be as tall. So it's a great weapon to have down in the red zone, because you know that if it's not a touchdown, you can come back and try to get him with another play.
Yeah, so that leads us to our Twitter question for the day, and it comes from at Bam Bam Biganos. Will this year's tight end depth chart be the same as last year's? Well, right now, Sean, Daniel Fells is the guy projected as the starter for the New York Giants when you take a look at the tight end depth chart.
Yeah, I mean, for the tight ends, you know, I really think that those last third positions, you know, with Larry Donnell, I mean, he's probably going to be out there. The project has been Adrian Robinson. You know, the guy that really is curious is Cunningham, and I think he's done a pretty good job. But really, if you want to make this team as a tight end, you've got to be able to contribute on special teams in some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, Jerome Cunningham is a guy that was on the practice squad last year. He flashed for them. Adrian Robinson, his only 5 career catches came last year. You know, when is it going to work out for him? That's the big question. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because Eli Manning, as he showed last year, will want to use his tight ends. These guys, though, have to be more consistent. And it starts really in the run game, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've got to find a way to block in space and block on the move, like I said. But if you go 2 tight end set, you may end up being the fullback on a certain play. And then if you have to also get out in the passing game, I think it's a challenge for these tight ends, because you only get so many reps at each position.
Quickly, what are they trying to get out of this practice today? What are the coaches looking for?
Well, they want some crispness. They want a sense of urgency like we talked about. It's the last real full workload that they're going to have before the game. I think they really want to see the speed of the game pick up.
All right, Sean, good stuff as always.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of Giants Training Camp Live as the Giants go through a heated practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We'll see you again tomorrow night right here on the MSG Networks.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.